will not be able to take any action without a poll.
That is correct.
Can we listen?
Can somebody call Martha and see if she's on her way?
We can talk, we just can't vote.
Legal counsel, please advise what is that we can do right now, otherwise we will adjourn.
You can certainly, without a forum, arguably convene the meeting to have discussion, but you couldn't take any action.
Are you coming?
I would suggest that you attempt to contact.
I'm sorry, I could not hear you.
I believe there's a provision in our policy where we attempt to contact members of the library forum, so I think we'll possibly try to do it.
That is being done right now.
Yes, but you're in the parking lot, so I'll see you in a minute.
We have a quorum, it sounds like.
She's in the parking lot.
Have you seen this happen?
Should have been here.
I will ask you again.
I heard about Steve, how he's doing.
He's not coming.
Well, I know he's not going to be here, but how's he doing?
He's still sick.
He's still sick.
Yes.
You noticed that.
Question that too? You think he wouldn't?
At the moment, we're in a quorum call.
Yeah, I know.
We'll do it again at 8:05. I would like to call this meeting to order at this time. It's a special board meeting of the Broad River Authority Board of Directors to discuss PK issues. I would also ask you as a courtesy to all, please ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers, and as you heard them go off. Each director received notice of the board meeting. The public meeting notice is properly posted as required by law. Directors, Suzanne Baker, Billy Moore, Robert Christian, Jacqueline Charmette, John Skaggs, Fredley Hughes, Mark Carraba, Ron Butler, and Chairman Pena indicated that they would not be present. At this time, we have set aside time to hear from the public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. Board, I have three cards, three speakers that have asked to speak to the board. For the speakers, we encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted in the meeting notice. This is not our requirement under state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions and deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes the government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and to provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which has not been specifically posted on the agenda. To the speakers, you're allowed to limit the length of an individual's presentation. We have We have voted in our procedures to allow the speakers to be limited to 3 minutes. I have three cards. The first member of the public that's been invited to speak is Mr. Larry Nicewender. He wishes to speak on the lease whole term. Mr. Nicewender.
First off, let me say that I work for a company called Community Bankers Mortgage. We're a division of a national mortgage banker, and we have absolutely no benefit to be derived from being here this morning other than the fact that Mr. Ford and Ms. Vaughn very courteously gave me some time about a year ago to look at the existing leasehold agreement as it stood and to provide possibly some information that would be of benefit to the Brazos River Authority and the participants or the people living at PK. Most people have heard the name Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA. Some have even heard of the Federal Home Loan Bank. But there are some names that you may not know, such as Thornburg, Aurora, RFC. These are other people that put up monies for people to buy homes. And right now, some of the considerations that you're looking at in the leasehold agreement is the things that affect the people who live at Possum Kingdom Lake. What most people don't know is that virtually every lender that's out there today will follow the guidelines established by Fannie Mae in one way or another. And when it comes to leasehold agreements, they follow them quite astringently. And with your permission, for just 60 seconds, I'm going to read just a couple sentences out of the underwriting guidelines of a number of the major mortgage lenders nationwide. The first one is from Freddie Mac. Now, let me tell you from the beginning that the Fannie Mae guideline is that on a leasehold property, a mortgage can be for a term that has to, let me back this up, let's say it this way. The leasehold agreement must be for a period of time at least 5 years longer than the mortgage. The existing leasehold agreement that was in effect before these meetings began was a 15-year leasehold agreement, if I'm correct, with a 5-year extension, which meant that as far as the mortgage lender was concerned, by virtue of the secondary market, the most we could do for participants or people living at PK was a 15-year mortgage.
2010.
It was 2010? Okay. So with a 20-year, you still could only do a 15-year lease or a 15-year mortgage because you had that initial period of time. You could go to certain underwriters and you could get exceptions made, but the fact is you were still well below the 30-year, and now today you can actually do 40-year mortgages. So bear in mind, Fannie Mae's rules said that the leasehold agreement had to be for at least 5 years longer than the length of the mortgage. Freddie Mac says the original term of the lease on any exercised option, whichever is applicable, does not terminate earlier than 5 years after the maturity date of the mortgage. GMAC has a mortgage division that says the remaining term or unexercised renewal lease and sublease with any renewals must not terminate earlier than 10 years after the loan's maturity date. There's a large lender up north called IndyMac that says the ground lease must not terminate earlier than 5 years after the maturity date of the loan unless the property reverts to a fee simple estate. Chase Bank, the leasehold must run 5 years beyond the maturity date of the mortgage. City Mortgage, the Citibank that you've all heard about. Leasehold properties require an independent attorney's evaluation of the lease. The attorney's letter must indicate the lease meets Fannie Mae requirements. And the last one, there's a mortgage banker up out of the New York area, Wall Street. They're called Thornburg, and all they do is jumbo loans. Their entire leasehold agreement section is one sentence long. It simply says leaseholds will only be acceptable if they meet Fannie Mae guidelines. The only reason I bring this out this morning, and please forgive me because I know I've bothered Mr. Ford enough as this is, but as you begin to prepare your new lease, bear in mind that today you have 30 and now 40, and in some cases, strangely enough, you've actually got 50-year mortgages. The number of people that can qualify for properties at PK have been diminished because when you look at a 30-year mortgage versus a 15-year mortgage, the number will vary substantially. I ran a quick study last night, $150,000 mortgage on a 30-year versus 15 years, there's an almost $400 a month difference in the payment. As I said before, I stand to gain nothing from being here this morning, other than the fact that you folks have worked tremendously hard to bring your leasehold agreement up to date. I know that you've got responsibilities to the state and everything else, but one of the things that could increase your tax basis and improve the benefits that's available to the people that live at PK, as well as making life easier for the Brazos River Authority, is that if you would keep the 50-year lease that you worked on most recently, you would put yourself in a position that you could accommodate the newer mortgage products that are out there, and with increasing interest rates, it will make it much more feasible for people to move into the Possum Kingdom area. I hope that this maybe, as you talk about lease terms today, might give you a little bit something to think about, because this isn't done by a mortgage company. This information doesn't come from any private institution that stands to gain. These are the underwriting guidelines of the people that will ultimately own the mortgages of the people that would like to move into the Peak area. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next card that I have is from Vicky's. I see.
Vic Lacy. Everybody calls me Vicky, so
representing PKLA, and the gentleman wishes to speak about the PKLA resolution.
Okay. Thank you for being here. I'm Vic Lacy, and I'm on the board of the Possum Kingdom Lake Association. We had a meeting, general meeting, of about 300 of our members on June the 23rd, and they wanted this particular resolution passed, and I'll read it to you. Be it resolved that on June 23rd, 2007, at the annual meeting of the members of the Possum Kingdom Lake Association, after a motion duly made and seconded, the membership presently unanimously voted to submit the following request to the Brazos River Authority at their regularly scheduled meeting. Resolved, the membership of the Possum Kingdom Lake Association respectfully request that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority place a moratorium on their request for the lessees to sign a newly adopted cottage site lease contract by October 1st of this year. This moratorium is being requested until the next legislative session so that the Possum Kingdom lessees, their representatives, and the BRA can work on differences between the Possum Kingdom community and the Brazos River Authority. Signed by Monty Land, President, Possum Kingdom Lake Association. And I think that the gentleman who came just before me probably spelled out some of the problems that we've got, and I know there's a whole lot more, and I know y'all will be discussing it, so we respectfully hope that you will take that moratorium and get rid of that October 1st date, because there are just all kinds of problems. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next member of the public who wishes to speak is Mr. Ken Monroe, representing SELF, and he wishes to speak to us about full-time over 65 PK residents. Mr. Monroe.
Thank you very much for this opportunity to visit with you. I have addressed this subject numerous times, first time in 2000 when Mike Iltis was first with us at the lake, and you had a meeting at Possum Kingdom, the board meeting. But after 40 years of being a part-time member of the community of Possum Kingdom, I have many friends there. I've sort of just, my family's grown up there. We need, and the community has grown because of these people. We have a core of people over 65 that are full-time, that have a need to feel secure and to be able to afford to stay on their lease, whether they buy it or not. But you're considering the over 65 lease considerations, and I believe there are some considerations in there for the over 65 full-time, and they really need the security and need to know what to expect. I know quite a few of them that have the fear that they're not going to be able to stay because they're not going to be able to afford it for various reasons. So your consideration for that would be greatly appreciated, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. I have no other cards from the public.